Proclamation number 3993 of 7th of March, 1947. Transforming matter. Activity, blessing. Redemption. Divine love is not always recognizable, but it is always at work to help people as well as all spiritual substances which still languish unredeemed in material form. Every change is a help, and that is why the human being should also participate in the transformation of that which surrounds him as matter if it does not fulfill a serving purpose. Your love for the unredeemed is also expressed in the fact that you help him in spiritual adversity, and you can do this as soon as you open up serving possibilities for him. Everything that surrounds you suffers agony if it cannot be active, for it has the will to do so and has always been incorporated into the form on the basis of its will, which has a serving activity as its purpose. Thus the human being must contribute to the spiritual not being prevented from serving in order not to prolong its agony but to help it to become free from its form. But the human being's thoughts and aspirations are directed towards acquiring possessions, towards collecting riches, and consequently he will only use a small part of his material possessions for their actual purpose, while the other, far greater part of his possessions will remain inactive because they are not permitted to be of service. And thus it is understandable how necessary a dissolution of the form of that spiritual substance has become, which for a long time was already bound in matter without having been conveyed to its actual purpose. It is understandable that God Himself helps the spiritual substance where the human being's help fails, where his greed for earthly possessions drove him to collect material goods without taking the actual purpose of those goods into account. It is understandable that God has taken these goods from people and thereby gives the spiritual being, which is still in matter, increased opportunity to serve and redeem itself. And at the same time he exerts pressure on the human being to take part in the work of redemption by letting him get into situations of hardship which are meant to impel him to carry out material transformations in order to make unusable matter usable again. The human being is given innumerable possibilities to be creative and creatively active in times when all possessions have been destroyed, and he should exhaust these possibilities so that it will be a blessing for himself and for spiritual matter, so that lively activity will begin everywhere. For this alone is redeeming and increases the spiritual's degree of maturity, whereas inactivity means a standstill of the spiritual's development and will never find God's approval. The gathering of earthly goods will only be beneficial if increased activity arises from it, if all spiritual substances bound in it are admitted to an activity which corresponds to their purpose. If the material goods find the use which corresponds to their nature, and this is to be helped by people, for the spiritual substance and matter is mostly dependent on people's help insofar as they have to assign it its purpose or let new creations arise through their will and vitality where the spiritual substance was deprived of the opportunity to serve. And that is why the work of ego hands is a great blessing. That is why diminished material possessions will always encourage ego activity, and this will be of greatest advantage for the spiritual substance as well as for the human being himself. For the process of redemption of all spiritual substances can only continue if it is enabled to be of service and can thereby overcome the external form again and again until, as a human being, it can carry out service and thereby finally redeem itself. Amen.